Kit is not afraid as he is tied to the whipping post at the standard on Cheapside.
For stealing, the cut purse is to be whipped until bloody, the sheriff calls over the assembled watchers.
Kit's audience is a smaller crowd than usual. Unsurprising given the slow and steady spread of plague out from around Fleet Prison, not 5 minutes from the city walls. The watching crowd is reduced to bored fishwives, a few pious-looking types, and the dogcatcher, paused with his stick and a hoop of rope over his shoulder. Kit wonders if the sheriff pays him per dog caught or dog killed. He could kill a dog. Surely it cannot be hard. The first lash lands. It tingles. He knows from the force that pushes his face against the blood-stained post that he should scream, so he does.
One.
The sheriff's satisfied voice calls over the crowd. The meager crowd cheer, because why would they not? If he saw some freighter or a jarkman tied to the post or pilloried, he would cheer just as much and call them fools for being caught in their snatching and forging. There is not a spell or prayer in all of Christendom that can take the crime out of criminals, and he has been thieving since he was a sprout. So he yells when the lashes come. He remembers how Ned Allen screamed as Faustus was dragged down to hell, and gives it his best. He makes a good enough show of it by his reckoning.
A cut purse, someone shouts. Skin him alive!
The sheriff seems to take that to heart. The pressure of blows across his naked back jolts his forehead into the post. Again, again, again. What makes other men piss themselves, he just finds tedious. So to amuse himself, Kit considers how he can give the best performance of pain. Most people by this point in the process are less lusty of voice and give more whimpers, so he tries a bit of that. It is nothing to cry, really. Just stare into the sun until the eyes are a little blind. At nearly 21 years old, he cannot grow a beard, and whilst it is certainly an annoyance, it is good at times like these, when he can squeeze out a few tears. With his young face, people might go easy on him. He ignores the thump of his head against the post, and wonders what pie he might get Mariner to buy for him afterwards, if she has managed to filch a few purses during his performance. Or maybe 20 men will take them to the Mermaid for a pint, if he is hidden in the back. Lads who take the brand for their master, they get pints.
Have pity,
someone cries. The lashes pause. The watchers are quieter now. He realizes that for a while, the only sound he has heard is the wet, gasping exertion from the round-bellied sheriff.
Let the lad down,